Even though large wildfires have become common in California, they are still taking many by surprise. They're often deadly, like the Camp Fire that killed 85 people. But as Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports, some people did not evacuate the Camp Fire and survived.
As the campfire raged towards Kathy and Doug Houston's property on a ridge south of Paradise, they began dousing their two-story house with water.
Look out, a great big stream. There we go.
Embers landed in trees like little bombs, and they drenched them with hoses connected to pumps that pulled water from their pool. This fight lasted for more than 12 hours.
It was really emotional all morning because I would say about every 2 minutes I'd hear an explosion.
Doug and Kathy were prepared. For 2 decades, they actively cleared their property of anything flammable. The couple spent thousands on mowing equipment, water pumps, and industrial hoses. They even bought 45 acres north of their home as a buffer for added safety.
We knew when we moved out here, this would be our responsibility to protect ourselves, to protect our home.
It was the best refinance we ever did to buy land next to us.
This is fire prep to the extreme, and it worked. But it's expensive and time-consuming. That's perhaps one reason why so many residents didn't do the same. CAL FIRE Chief Amy Head recently flew over Paradise and says she could tell who was ready.
Home after home was gone, it was pretty evident that there wasn't a lot of space around these homes to be able to survive a wildfire.
She says preparations begin by creating defensible space. That's clearing at least 100 feet around a home of things that can burn. This includes making sure neighbors do the same and upgrading things like roofs, vents, and windows so embers can't get in. This even means not having decorative plants or chairs within 5 feet of a home. Earlier this year, UC System Forest Advisor Jana Velikovic toured the CAR FIRE burn area in Redding.
What surprised me there was how many of the stucco homes were lost, and they were surrounded by green lawn. What the mechanism of entry was is that they had a ring of vegetation right around the outside of their house.
Susie Coker often visits the Angora Fire burn site. That blaze more than a decade ago destroyed about 250 homes in Lake Tahoe.
There's still a lot of flammable plants planted right under picture windows. People have set themselves up for future fires, perhaps in the mistaken belief that they're kind of safe now because there's no big trees.
She's a forest advisor with the UC system and says if you can't evacuate, the best place to be is inside your home or an open area like a ball field. She reiterates, this is a last resort. All this isn't just important for people who live in the woods. The same day the campfire broke out, a brush fire ignited near UC Davis. Nathan Trowernick is the fire chief there.
It experienced the same effects of a wind-driven fire that we're seeing up there. 40-mile-per-hour wind gusts drove the fire over a roadway into dry vegetation.
If it wasn't for a field of dirt blocking the fire, a whole department on campus could have burned.
If you are watching the news and they're talking about a fire near your area, you really need to stop what you're doing and figure out if it's serious enough for you to take action.
Back in the Paradise area, Doug and Kathy are taking care of their neighbor's pets.
Lots and lots of animals.
After watching homes burn, they're left with survivor's guilt.
I have my house, but it's so gut-wrenching to see your town gone and to hear so many people leaving.
And even though her house is standing, she says there is reason enough to cry. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.